Message number 42. Christ, the eternal King, coming to possess the earth and the finishing of the mystery of God. Roman numeral number 1. Revelation 11:15 through 18 and 12:10 indicate that we may experience and enjoy Christ as the eternal King. Revelation 11:15 through 18. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who sit before God on their throne fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, "We thank you, Lord God the Almighty, he who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have reigned. And the nations became angry, and your wrath came, and the time came for the dead to be judged, and the time to give the reward to your slaves, the prophets, and to the saints, and to those who fear your name, to the small and to the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth." 12:10. Now has come the salvation, and the power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of Christ, for the accuser of our brothers has been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. A. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. 1. And the sounding of the seventh trumpet, not only will the great tribulation end, but also the age will close. The mystery of God will be finished, and another age, the age of the kingdom, the millennium, will begin. 2. The kingdom of the world becomes the kingdom of Christ at his coming back, after he executes his judgment upon the nations. 3. Here, the Lord's reigning forever and ever is the Lord's reigning in the millennial kingdom and in the new heaven and new earth for eternity. B. You, O Jehovah, abide forever. Your throne is from generation to generation. Lamentations 5:19. 1. God's eternal being and his throne are higher than his loving kindness, compassions, and faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. It is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. 2. God's loving kindness and compassions can fluctuate, but God's person and his government remain unchanging forever. 3. In the New Jerusalem, God will be fully unveiled in his person as the eternal King and in his government as his eternal, unshakable kingdom, both of which are the unshakable foundation of his dealing with his people.